This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a five-nation visit this morning to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana, a report.
PM Modi, upon arrival in Accra, the capital of Ghana this afternoon, is expected to receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. Thereafter, there will be bilateral engagements with President of Republic of Ghana, John Mahama, at the Jubilee House. The presidential palace building was constructed with a grant of $30 million from India. Bilateral relations will be reviewed during the delegation-level talks. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Accra.
In an exclusive interview with our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana, India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, outlined the various facets of the bilateral relationship.
India-Ghana ties, they are quite multifaceted. They are very deep-rooted with a rich historical legacy. Our ties, in fact, predate Ghana's own independence. The first Indian High Commissioner came here as a representative office building in 1953. And since those times, we have a very good developmental partnership. This is a very diversified relationship that encompasses all sectors, from agriculture to manufacturing, to name a few.
The Quad foreign ministers have reaffirmed their commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific and opposed any unilateral actions that seek to change the status quo by force or coercion. The member nations expressed serious concern about the situation in the East China Sea and South China Sea. In a joint statement, they underscored their commitment to defending the rule of law, sovereignty and territorial integrity. The statement expressed concern regarding dangerous and provocative actions, especially the unsafe use of water cannons and ramming or blocking actions in the South China Sea. The member nations stated that such actions threaten peace and stability in the region. They emphasized unimpeded commerce consistent with international law, as reflected in the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. The statement also condemned North Korea's destabilizing launches using ballistic missile technology and its continued pursuit of nuclear weapons in violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. They reaffirmed their commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It urged all UN member states to abide by their international obligations under the UN Security Council resolutions to implement sanctions, including the prohibition on the transfer to North Korea or procurement from North Korea of all arms and related material. India's scheduled commercial banks continue to record improvement in their asset quality, with the gross and net non-performing asset ratios declining to multi-decadal lows of 2.3% and 0.5% respectively. RBI's latest financial stability report said the soundness and resilience of India's scheduled commercial banks are bolstered by robust capital buffers, multi-decadal low non-performing loans and strong earnings. While overall gross NPAs of banks fell to 2.3% of total loans as of 31st of March and from 2.8% a year ago. Public sector banks registered a sharp decline in NPAs from 3.7% in March 2024 to 2.8% in March this year. Amid chants of Bam Bam Bhole and Har Har Mahadev, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Yatri Nivas base camp in Bhagwati Nagar early this morning. A total of 5,892 pilgrims left for valley, of which 2,489 shall perform Yatra via Baltal route, whereas 3,403 will follow the longer Anantnag route to reach the holy clave. The IMD has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. In cricket, India, led by Shubman Gill, will take on England in the second match of the five-test Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston in Birmingham. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.